Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Yesterday, there was a pro-life table at the University of Denver's Law School, and I was invited to help man the table with another Christian friend for 2 hours over lunch. And what a great time. We just said to the students walking by, and these are people in their 20s and 30s, we said, answers, answers, we're looking for answers. And they'd come by and say, what do you mean you're looking for answers? And we'd ask, where do rights come from? Where do rights come from? And what great discussions. If they said consensus or from the government, they got all tripped up with slavery and the Holocaust and confusion. One black student came over and said, rights come from God. That was just so great. And another student was saying, oh, rights come from the government. And then a third student said, well, then they're not rights, are they? They're not rights. Anyway, just a great time yesterday at DU, and I'm looking forward to going back. Colorado Right to Life is helping the staffing requirements for that table through this whole week at DU Law School. Our telethon is going very well. Thank you, everyone, for giving. We're at 30% so far, and we have for today's show a $500 matching contribution. Wow, that means if people call in and give $30 or $50 or $100 or $250, by the end of the show, if we take in $500, we've got a matching grant. That's 5% of our $20,000 total if you do it. So please call right now, 1-800-836-9278, 800-8-ENYART, 836-9278. Now, did you hear about the event in the Dominican Republic? It started on January 22nd, Roe v. Wade Day, and there was a convening of a meeting to consider ratifying their new constitution for the Dominican Republic. And there was a battle that's been going on by abortion forces to legalize abortion in the Dominican Republic. So thankfully, 16 pro-life heroes went from America to the Dominican Republic, and they spoke to the media, they educated the public, the schools, the prisons. They were on TV, radio, and they educated the governing officials. What an honor to know that the pro-life movement is that involved from here in America, that we're trying to protect babies in the Dominican Republic. Well, one of the organizers of that event from Personhood USA is Keith Mason. And Keith, thank you for joining me in studio.
Hey, Bob, it's an honor to be here in studio with you and back in America.
Wow, Keith, I have heard some of what went on in the Dominican Republic, and it's just exhilarating. Could you take us on a tour? There were 16 pro-lifers. First of all, did you guys speak the language, and how long were you there?
Well, we were in the Dominican for about 2 weeks, and the call came out. There was the reason to go to the Dominican was a new constitution with a ultimate human life amendment, which granted rights from the moment of conception to the preborn child. And so the reason we were going out there and the timeliness of us going there was to educate the people in light of this new constitution. So the call came from some missionary friends of mine in the Dominican Republic.
Pro-life missionaries, Christian missionaries.
That's right. Dr. Gene Antonio is him and his family. They're out there and called to the Dominican to preach the gospel and help keep the culture of life that is maintained there. So the call came out, and to respond, I said, well, let's put together a team of young people and hopefully bilingual folks that can come out here and share, you know, what Americans have experienced by legalizing abortion.
And what a great team was put together. It was personhoodusa.com. Mm-hmm. Keith Mason, Cal Zastro, your organization, then Live Action, Lila Rose.
Yeah, Lila Rose wasn't able to make the trip herself, but her team, where she started in San Jose. And the thing about the Live Action San Jose team, Ignacio Reyes runs that group, is they're all bilingual, and they actually travel to schools in the Bay Area, and they do pro-life presentations in Spanish to churches and to schools and
so
things like
her
that.
Her organization, and then Faithful Soldiers School of Evangelism, run by Jason Storms, son of very well-known New Orleans Christian talk show host Grant Storms, longtime friend of Bob and Yurt Live.
That's right.
And so Jason Storms School of Evangelism. So those three groups put together this two-week trip, and you guys went to the Dominican Republic. That's a country. That's, you know, it's a good-sized country. Did anyone know you were there?
Yeah, it's about 10 million people is the population of this country, and it's, you know, roughly the size of New Hampshire or something. It's not a huge place, but you know, a decent population there. And from the first day we arrived, we had a press conference, and we held this press conference in what the American equivalent would be about the Associated Press building, and they actually welcomed us in to have a press conference at their building.
There is an attitude of respect for life in the Dominican Republic.
That's right. That's right. And our mission out there and our statement, while Americans were traveling to the Dominican Republic to educate on abortion, was simple. It was, don't do what we've done.
Don't do what we've done. We've killed our children. Don't do that to your children.
That's right. We legalized abortion in America for rape and incest, which is what some forces in Dominican would like to see happen. They would like to see abortion. It just seems reasonable. Why don't we just legalize it for rape and incest?
Right.
And so that's what Pro Familia, the Planned Parenthood arm, is trying to do in the Dominican Republic. And
Planned Parenthood International is working there like they work around the world. In China, they provide money for their population control program, and there it's actually forced abortion. So in China, they know they could get away with a lot more. In the Dominican Republic, they are wise in a wicked way, and they're trying to say, well, look how reasonable. Just kill this unborn child if his father's a rapist. Abortion for rape and incest, that's pro familia. And tragically, that's what opened the floodgates of the slaughter of children by the thousands, by the millions. And sadly, that's the position of many pro-life leaders, Republican, conservatives, George W. Bush, and so on. Let's kill these kids who don't deserve to be protected or loved, protected by law. And so that's Planned Parenthood's agenda in the Dominican Republic.
That's right. And so our message was simple. Don't do what we've done. Just because we legalized abortion for a couple exceptions, now we're stuck with over 50 million dead. And a lot of pro-life folks are depressed. They don't see an end in sight necessarily. And so that was our message. Our first day in the Dominican, we had held a press conference that was attended by almost every media outlet in the entire country.
Praise God. Whoa. That's different than here, right? In Colorado, you put the world's largest protest sign on a mountain during the DNC. DNC destroys unborn children, and the media begrudgingly reports it on a few stations and networks.
You force them to report something.
Begrudgingly. Yeah. There, the whole national media came to your press conference.
They did. And you know, I'm not fluent in Spanish. I understand a little. But as the press conference was going on, some of the reporters seemed a bit angry, or they seemed hostile to me. And maybe it's just my American sense or what I'm used to here in America.
Right.
And I asked some of the people afterwards, well, what was going on with that reporter?
Well,
was she
hostile?
How many spoke
Spanish?
Most of our team did.
Most of our team.
Only three people in our team were not fluent. So in
Praise
Spanish.
Praise God. Wow.
We wanted to be effective. We wanted to be efficient while we were there and be able to communicate. So one of my giftings is to organize. So that's what I did. Others were able to speak in the language.
So you asked somebody who spoke Spanish, well, what's the hostility?
That's right.
What's the attitude?
What's going on with this reporter? I just assumed she was giving these guys a hard time, like some American reporters would, if you were going out there to educate people and say don't legalize abortion. But it was completely the opposite. She was angry at abortion. While we were holding the press conference, we had a flat screen TV behind us, and on that flat screen TV, we were showing the hard truth graphic abortion videos.
That's the fingerprint of Keith Mason all over it. Keith, that is just tremendous. One of the most powerful tools to show people this is evil. This is what evil is. Look at the hard truth video And could people listening to this show, could they see that? How long is that video?
It's very short, a couple minutes. And they could see it at either abort73.com or abortionno.com. And it was Greg Cunningham who felt it was important to make these videos and his organization. And he, you know, I picked up this phrase from him because as I show these videos, it's impossible to describe with words something unimaginable. And when abortion, you have to show these pictures. And when you show them, it just cuts through all the rhetoric. It cuts through all the lies of the opposition.
Yeah, this is evil. So here is the Hard Truth video in the background of a press conference at like their national press club, only it's their AP headquarters, so to speak. And it's playing in the background of the press conference.
That's right.
But that's not all.
And it was and we shouldn't forget that this was attended by virtually every media outlet in the country. And so this reporter seemed a bit hostile. And what she was hostile against is she was angry at abortion. She was saying things like, "What, people don't think this hurts the baby to be torn apart like that? This is horrendous. This is evil. How would anybody want to try to legalize this?" So she was angry at the evil of abortion. And this is the media outlet out there. Wow. And so this is the way they're reporting as well. As we came to their country. So only four newspapers didn't show up to the press conference. And we attended those. We had interviews with them later in the week and got articles printed as well.
So you went from the press conference. And give me a day by day. What other events? What happened?
Well, day by day, we got off the plane. We all got in our hotel about 2 in the morning, and our press conference started about 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, no.
And so there's like that kind of was the tempo of the whole trip.
Right.
So it was the press conference the first day. And then later in that day, we went and we did some education in the Congress, the Congress and the Senate of the country. And throughout the whole time we were there, we would walk through the halls of the Congress. If we would find a congressman or a senator there, we would stop and say, "Hey, can we have 5 minutes of your time? We just would like to talk to you about abortion. We would like to talk to you about, what you guys could be considering pretty soon." And when we did that, we had a portable DVD player in hand. And you'll never know why. Guess why we had that?
To show the hard truth.
To show them the hard truth. Mm-hmm. Because that's the fastest way to convert someone to the pro-life position.
This is evil.
This is evil. Don't support this.
This is evil.
So
don't do what we did.
So we educated the congressman, and we were able to schedule some time in a public school. We had two public schools scheduled. So I had the privilege to attend one of these public schools. And in America, I've went to many, many public schools. I've been to about 1,000 public schools here in America, standing on the sidewalk out in front doing pro-life displays, educating on pro-life. And so this was a real treat for me. And I'd come just from a TV show that we were doing that morning. It was the equivalent of Good Morning America in the Dominican. And you'll never guess, we actually got to show the Hard Truth video on that show, by the way.
Now, Keith, that blows my mind, but let me just make an observation. The president of American Right to Life, Brian Rohrbaugh, he had the opportunity to go on Europe's version of Good Morning America, and that's some months back. You guys go to the Dominican Republic, you're on their version of Good Morning America, and there is an effort, a personhood effort in America that is catching on like wildfire. Half a dozen states are well down their path. This current cycle of getting a personhood legislative initiative or an amendment on the ballot and a dozen states working on it. You guys go to the Dominican Republic. You're on their morning news show and you actually show the video, the Hard Truth.
That's right. That's right. And they welcomed it. They welcomed it. They were horrified at the images and what abortion is, but they welcomed it. They said, "This is important to show because we can't have this in our country."
And thank God Greg Cunningham put that video together. Little did he know how it would be used, where it would be used.
And praise God.
Documenting the atrocities.
So as I had left this TV show and escorted some of our team to this public high school, I walked in the room and I came across, it was about 1,000 students, and this first presentation was already underway. And as I walked in the door, I almost broke into tears. just the Spirit of God was just there. Mm. And you saw these kids in public school just praising God, singing.
That's wild, huh?
Giving their hearts to the Lord. And so as we went to these public schools, we interacted with about 7,000 students in public high schools just while we were there. And when we went and did presentations at the public high school, one of the first things we would do was we would show the Heart Truth video.
To the student body?
To the student body.
To the thousands of kids?
Thousands.
Do you remember years ago, you and Mike List, and you guys were trying to show that video at a local church to their college and career group, whatever, and it caused like a scandal. Some local pro-life Christian church doesn't want to show that video, even to adults.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that
because I believe it's this: they're not guilty of abortion there. There's some abortions that happen, but Americans, they can't get over, they can't show this video because so many are guilty of abortion here.
And because we're afraid to acknowledge it and the extent of it and the horror of it, it perpetuates itself.
That's right.
So we need to get over that.
And so the administration, as we're showing this video, they were excited that we were showing the young people this. They said this will deter the young people from engaging in sexual activity before their marriage and from having abortions. So we must show this. So we had two schools scheduled when we first went there. Word got out to other administrators of other public schools, and we had five scheduled by the time we had left. They said, please come to our school. And we had to turn some down. We didn't have enough time to go to all these schools. But as we showed the video, it was important because it broke their hearts. Mm-hmm. And we were able to present the gospel to these students.
So people were getting saved. Students were getting saved.
They were getting saved. We were presenting the gospel to them, asking them to commit their lives to Christ. We're asking the men, the young men in the schools, to make a commitment before their student body that they would stay pure until marriage, that they would protect the girls around them.
And God calls us to do. And Keith, this is a difference between the Personhood Amendment, and pardon me for an old axe to grind, but say National Right to Life. For decades, they have taught their activists, don't bring up God, don't mention God. We're going to win this based on the laws of science. But none of the laws of science use the words right and wrong. That's outside of the domain of science. And so abortion is wrong because it's a baby. It's always wrong to intentionally kill a baby. And God made that baby in his image and his likeness. So it's our rights coming from our Creator that gives passion to the battle to stop child killing. And that is an open door to tell people about Jesus Christ, that he was crucified and raised from the dead so that you can be saved if you trust in him.
That's right. And doing pro-life work, devoting my life to pro-life work, is loving my neighbor as myself. Mm. And that's what we tell them. That's what we said. Hey, we've devoted our lives to this. And you know, I was able to interact with the students through a translator and say, hey, I've been arrested for trying to protect these children. And that really connected with the young people. They called me a delinquent out there.
You were a delinquent.
Yeah, but in a good way. Because
yeah, right.
In America, we've become so evil that we arrest people who try to protect these little children.
Yeah.
And so this was shocking to them, but they responded, and it was like a revival-like setting in these public schools. It was incredible. And I can't wait to go back. And I've done so many schools in America, public high schools in America and public colleges. And sometimes you feel like your words are falling flat. But you go here, and your words are on fertile ground. And these kids need this. They still need this.
Oh, yeah. Was there evidence that you said some people prayed for salvation? What was your evidence of that?
We had them, each student that we ministered to and went through a presentation, we had them fill out cards. What did you think? Did you make a commitment to purity? Have you committed your life to Jesus Christ? If so, when? And we got several thousand of these back. And I was able just to flip through, you know, a few hundred of these. And I saw in time after time, yes, I enjoyed your presentation. And on a few of them, I saw, yes, I've given my life to Christ. I did that today. Oh, and my. We prayed with some of the students. They said, we want salvation. We want to commit ourselves.
Yeah.
We want to have the strength of the Lord in our heart.
So, Keith, in England, when they're fighting to stop slavery, it was Christian leaders, primarily William Wilberforce, who he's preaching the gospel as he's pointing out the wickedness of men in rebellion against God. It gives credibility, it gives power, it gives relevancy to the preacher, It's not just in the pulpit on church on Sunday morning. God calls us to love him and love our neighbor and speak out against this kind of cruelty and injustice, and people get saved. I have Christians, I mean, just this past week, Christians say to me, well, I think the main job of the Christian is to preach the gospel. Yeah, that's true. And pro-lifers tend to get more people saved than Christians who don't care about child killing. It just seems to go that way.
Because we're able to show what evil is. And how can you, what are you going to be saved from if you don't know that you're a lawbreaker, essentially? And so it gives weight to what, when you bring the gospel forth, it gives weight to it, and it's able to prick their heart and break their heart. We also did some ministry in the men's prison out there, which was an incredible experience. And we walked into this foul, just filthy place, and the men in there were so hardened and just so evil. You could just even feel the evil as you walk through this population of men, over 4,000 prisoners. And it's not like an American jail there. It's dirty. It's one meal a day. It's a hard prison sentence.
It's not like being in Boulder County.
No cable TV. No
foosball,
basketball.
Movie foosball. Yeah. Basketball, softball, gardening, mountain climbing, llamas, the whole bit up in Boulder County Jail. It wasn't like that.
None of that.
No surfing, even.
None of that. Okay. None of that. But as we went and we preached in this prison, we showed the video again. We showed what we're doing there. We explained to them, this is evil. This is what we're fighting against. Mm. But this evil is ugly, just as your sin is ugly to God. Mm. And we need to repent. We need to be clean. Wow. And I saw these hardened men as we walked in. Scary. I mean, I'll be honest. It was intimidating. It was scary to me. And the guards having to look even harder to protect themselves and other prisoners from these inmates. By the time we were halfway through our service, the prisoners were crying and the guards were crying at abortion, at sin, at the gospel. Wow. And it was incredible. It was so powerful.
This is evil.
That's right.
This is evil.
That's right.
Don't be evil.
That's right.
Real men don't kill kids.
We protect the weak. We protect the weak. Yeah.
One guy was having lunch during the Colorado Right to Life, March for Life, when the group left the Capitol and went down the 16th Street Mall with these big signs and talked about abortion, killing children. And one guy was sitting with his girlfriend, whoever, secretary, and got really angry and, get over here, get over here. And I said, sir, be a man, love children, protect children. Don't support killing children. And he was an extrovert, but he didn't know what to say. What is he going to say? Real men do too kill kids.
That's right. Americans don't understand, and it's partly, I think, because abortion is decriminalized here. Mm-hmm. And what a difference the whole country is, because abortion is currently illegal there. It currently is a crime to kill a preborn child there.
So in the Dominican Republic, child killing is illegal, and Pro Familia, Planned Parenthood International, is there trying to change the laws to make it legal to kill a baby whose father's a criminal, rape or incest. And the analogy with, say, much of the Republican Party, it's just so striking to me that literally Planned Parenthood could hire George W. Bush to go lobby for them in the Dominican Republic because his goal, what he believes is right, is that you could kill children. Some children don't deserve to be loved or protected by law. If their father's a criminal, it should be legal to kill them. George W. Bush would open the floodgates to epidemic child killing in the Dominican Republic if his belief became the law of the land in that country. And that's what, for example, American Right to Life is out to teach people, that we don't compromise, we don't negotiate with the God-given right to life because we don't have the right. We just don't have the right. So personhood is the way to go, not regulating child killing.
That's right. That's right.
Keith, I want to mention the telethon. I announced, wow, we have 4 minutes left, and there's a $500 matching Grant, we started the show at 30% of our goal toward the telethon. We now are up. This is exciting. We're up to 33% of the goal. 33%.
Wow.
I just heard Doug McBurney cheer from the other room. So we need a couple hundred dollars more to come in on this matching contribution. Please call us 800-8-NYART for the Bob and Yart Live annual broadcast telethon. 800-836-9278. Please help. Our goal is $20,000. So Keith Mason with Personhood USA. Keith, how about you guys are gone? Did you leave behind flyers, literature?
We did. What I think is so important is that the law is the great teacher, and abortion's against the law out there. So because it is, it's a culture of life. People respect life. So we were able to pass out about 50,000 pro-life flyers, and each one of them had a little graphic picture on them. And not one Dominican turned them down or even gave us a bad time.
Whoa.
They thanked us for passing this out.
So all that abortion literature you passed out, Keith, I was at a Democratic meeting. In fact, I think you were at it during the Amendment 48 campaign in Denver, one of their district meetings. And I was passing out photos of babies who were born, not in utero, not aborted children, babies who were born after they were born, little toddlers and infants who were snowflake kids. They were adopted as fertilized eggs, fertilized embryos.
And they threw them down and they were disgusted by
them. They threw them on the ground. They would not look at them.
Yeah.
That the law is the great teacher. I'm glad you said that. That's what's happening in America. And that is one of a thousand reasons why the law needs to be changed. And we need to teach people that you don't kill an unborn child.
That's right. That's right. And so our time there was spent distributing these flyers, saturating the media. When we go and pass out flyers in the street, we'd be welcome into churches to speak,
churches,
to show the Hard Truth video in churches of 2,000 people or more.
Churches welcomed you guys, your message, and even the Hard Truth video.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
So just an incredible time, very refreshing to be in, be out there and see that. And so it's great to be here, Bob. And so I guess I to understand what you're just saying is if I donated $50 right now to Bob and Your Life for the telethon,
yeah,
it would actually be worth about $100.
It'd be $100.
So my money is worth double.
It's worth double right now because of this matching contribution.
Wow.
From a Denver businessman.
So that's a good investment. Now's the time to call to double
that's right,
a donation.
Double 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. $30 is 60. $30 is 60. $50 is 100. $100 is 200.
Wow.
And we're at 33%. 33, really? Come on. 34. We're at 34% of our goal of $20,000.
Wow.
I think we're going to hit our goal, but we need the help of our listeners. 1-800-836-9278. 800-8-NYART. Keith Mason, thank you so much, Keith. And the website is personhoodusa.com.
That's right.
You guys got a great video on there.
And we're working on, now I'm back in America, now we have personhood amendments going on all over the place.
All over the country.
All over the place.
A Maryland delegate I'm going to have on this show in 2 days, he said he thinks 12 states are on their way towards some kind of a personhood effort.
That's what he and I were talking about the other day.
That's exciting. Thank you, Keith Mason. And God bless you. And Maranatha, what a great school in Arvada, Colorado. KGov.com. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I've been asked to keep talking. We're recording something. What? We matched? We did? Oh, 500? During the show? Just now. 500. Oh, we're going to say it? Okay, we'll say it and we'll edit it on. Good. And we did it. You guys in the audience, we did it. $500 came in during the show. We just matched it. And so thank the Lord, and we'll thank the contributor, the Denver businessman, who gave a $500 matching contribution. And by the way, that might be something you can do. $1,000 matching contribution. That would be exciting. Just call us 800-836-9278.